RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Ugh, you said you were over him, but his hoodie is still in your rotation. It's time. Grab your phone, snap a few pics, and sell it on Depop. Listed in minutes, with no selling fees. And just like that, a guy 500 miles away just paid full price for your closure. And right on cue.
Hey, still got my hoodie?
Nope, but I've got tonight's dinner paid for. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. List now with no selling fees. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson. Solo episode today. It's all about the gear that I use throughout the course of the year. It is basically a detailed description of what products specifically I use, not only from the partners of the Hunting Gear Podcast and the Nine Finger Chronicles, but other products as well that I use in combination with this. So take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt, because some of these partners are paid. They pay me to represent their products, but I do use their products. I have been using their products, and I'm going to tell you what products of theirs I like the most and break it all down for you here. So, here in Iowa, man, It's right before Christmas time. If you're like me, I'm really dragging my feet because I don't want to buy Christmas presents for my kids. Not because they've been bad, but just because, dude, like, everything's expensive. It's just another shit toy that they're going to stack somewhere after about 2 days of use. And then my goal is to focus on stuff that they need or that they're going to use a lot, like maybe a baseball bat or glove, like a batting gloves or, you know, new compression pants or things like that. So that's what I'm looking at. Meanwhile, my wife is looking at like toys and things that they're going to grow out of immediately and stuff like that. But 'tis the season. This podcast and conversation, what I really hope it allows us to do is to get you guys some ideas on maybe ways to get gift cards because straight up, and I said this on a different podcast earlier this week, gift cards are a hunter's best friend. So if your wife is like, hey, what should I get you? Give me a gift card to Bass Pro Shop or get me a gift, some kind of gift card that I can use however I want online for my hunting gear and equipment or fishing equipment or things like that. So gift cards are a hunter's best friend. Outside of that, man, like if my wife bought me a release or a bow or some camo or something that I just knew I wasn't going to like, I hate to be a dick, but I'd probably want to get the receipt for that so I could turn it in. My wife knows better, however, because if you guys are anything like me, you're really anal about your hunting gear and equipment. There's certain things that I skimp on and there's other things that I do not skimp on. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now. Today's episode is brought to you by Code Blue Sense and Reveal Tacticams. I will get into those because I am going to talk about that. And the first product that I want to talk about, it's kind of a combination, is Wasp broadheads and Day 6 arrows. And so Wasp broadheads are a made in America company. A majority of their heads are made in the United States. I know that the kinds that I use definitely are. My fixed blade option that I really like to go to is the 100 grain Boss 4 blade. That's a smaller diameter cut, but it's got 4 blades. Flies pretty good, and I don't use it a ton. I probably will once I start expanding more into the elk and the more of that longer range Western style of hunting for other reasons, just for penetration and you're not losing that energy from a mechanical. Now, I say that out of one corner of my mouth, but my favorite head that Wasp makes is the 3-blade jackhammer with the 1¾-inch cut that weighs 125 grains. And I put that on the front of my very accurate and very well constructed Day 6 arrows. I think I'm shooting the 275s. Dude, I think the last time that I weighed my arrow, I was sitting somewhere around the 525, 550 mark. I believe it's up to 550 now. I don't know. It's my bow that's tuned properly. Now, I had some issues with that this year. But then once I have my bow tuned and set up, these arrows are flying like darts straight. I run a 4-fletch back end. So it's the spine matched with the 4 fletches. I get a straight arrow right out of the bow. And it's one of these things where I have confidence in this setup. And so I know that the arrow is taking the broadhead where it needs to be. And then once the broadhead gets to where it needs to be, experience shows me that broadhead is doing a ton of damage, right? Whether it is my Kansas buck this year, right through the heart, broadside 10-yard shot, just completely destroyed him. He fell over dead in a matter of seconds. To, you know, user error shots that I've had in the past. And one of those examples is from my mule deer this year where I hit spine. And in order for me to kill that deer faster, I had to put two more arrows in it, And it's the marginal shots where I feel that the Wasp jackhammer really performs, and it's just devastating, just like major wound channels. And ultimately, that's what you want. Is there energy loss? Absolutely, there's some energy loss with mechanicals. All mechanicals, you have energy loss. If that's an issue for you, go get a fixed blade. But white tails and at the distance that I shoot mule deer, I'm not energy loss isn't a big issue. And so I've just had really good luck throughout the years with my Day 6 and my Wasp combination, and it creates a badass arrow. And that's what I'm going for, is basically that missile, that meat missile that goes where I send it. So go to wasparchery.com. Take a look at all of the different heads that they offer. I think you're going to find something that you like, very affordable, knowing that it's also a Made in America company. And I do have a discount code, and that is NFC20. Take advantage of that. Could be a perfect stocking stuffer for someone as well. The next company I want to talk about is Code Blue Sense. Now, in the past, I have been very critical of scent sprays, still don't use them a lot, like scent elimination sprays, right? Knowing that a majority of the scent that comes from a human is out of their mouth, their intestines, their gut, comes out through their mouth. I mean, farting, whatever, that is how deer smell you, right? It's not necessarily your skin falling off at such a fast rate. You might have some body odor, but if you stay clean, right, it's your mouth, and that is bringing out the most scent, right? And so I've always been critical. However, this year, it's not that I used it in the field. It's the sprays that I used when I get out of the field. Maybe I stink, therefore my clothes stinks. Spray some of that on. Doesn't hurt. No big deal. Where Code Blue scents, the products that I use the most as far as scent elimination are concerned, is the laundry detergent and then the antiperspirant stick. Very, you know, two everyday products that I get and I use to wash my hunting gear. And then when we run out of laundry detergent and we don't want to go to the store, I use my Code Blue scents on our regular household stuff as well. So the antiperspirant for when I don't want to stink, the laundry detergent for when I want to wash my hunting gear and keep it scent free. And really, those are the two most popular products that I use from the scent elimination side of things. They have some wipes that are pretty interesting too. So like if you're out on a solo trip and you're sleeping or hunting out of the back of your truck, they have some wipes that allow you to wipe your armpits, your crotch, your face. Not in that order, though. Not in that order, though. And clean yourself, you know, from your truck. Or if you're going to give yourself kind of a wipe down after a hunt, those would be recommended as well. Now, the product that I feel out of their entire lineup of products that shines the most, and the, you guys are, if you guys listen to me talk about my trail camera strategy and my scent strategy throughout the years, you guys have heard me talk about the Rope-A-Dope Mock Scrape Kit. This is a product that I've only been using for a couple years now, but when you pair it with a trail camera, it's gonna give you several things. Number one, it's going to give you an inventory of the deer herd. I can't tell you how many pictures I have this year of anywhere from fawns to the number one shooter on my farm visiting mock scrapes. And so it just gives you an inventory of what deer are there, what deer are in the area, maybe in states where you can't bait, or you can't use mineral to get a good idea. A mock scrape might be a perfect opportunity for you guys to run one of these Rope-A-Dope kits in your strategy, put it in front of a trail camera and see what shows up, man. I've had really good luck with them, and it's something that I'm going to continue to do until I don't do it anymore. I mean, unless it proves me wrong, but you know, shit, it was 2 weeks ago. I had two mature bucks show up on the same day on the same mock scrape, and it's the rut's over, right? So now what I'm hoping happens is it becomes kind of that hub scrape, or that, you know, where all the herd comes in to check it out. And so I don't know what it is about it. I wish I could sit here and give you the scientific breakdown of what the preorbital gel does or what it represents. But all I know is that when I pair that with a trail camera, I'm getting pictures of deer. And ultimately that's what you want. I do have a couple of these mock scrape rope-a-dope kits within shooting range of some of my tree stands. And I have had deer come in and investigate those mock scrapes while I've been in the tree. Not a shooter at the moment, but they're coming in. That means they're using it, and that means it's in some way, shape, or form altering deer movement. They get used to it, and I really do feel that when it comes to these mock scrape or kits, like the earlier you get them out in the woods, the deer have an opportunity to start to use them, get used to it, and then start using them themselves. And then they're used to it. And then you go and you freshen it up a couple times a year, probably right before the hunting season starts, and get deer, you know, more active in those scrapes. And there's so many videos on YouTube of how to properly make a mock scrape. And so I don't need to tell you all that here. I just know that Code Blue Sense has a really good mock scrape option, along with all of their other real and synthetic deer urines. I mean, I think they're one of the only companies that actually has a real tarsal gland from a deer in a bag. And so they have obviously some real and synthetics, but I think some of their real deer urine is even like one deer. It's not even a blend. It's like one deer per container. So you might have to look into some of that. But again, Code Blue Sense is killing it. These guys have been around for a while, and they have really high quality products, man. And you can go to codebluesense.com, and I do have a discount code. It's NFC20. Great products there. So here's this next product that I want to talk about really is a product from a strategy standpoint that's allowed me to open up a little bit. And what I mean by that is go as lightweight as possible, be extremely mobile as possible, and not have to really worry about the clinking around of a tree stand. The thing I like about Tethered is their owners, even. It's not like a saddle or die. You must be only a saddle hunter. You can't do anything. Well, I'm here to tell you, I use a saddle, but I don't solely use a saddle. I use a saddle now for my safety harness. I don't use a safety harness anymore. I'm always in a saddle. But that doesn't mean that I'm not in a pre-hung tree stand, or I use a tree stand when I am doing a run and gun into an area where I feel that might be necessary. The reason I like Tethered is because they understand that there's one goal, and the goal is to kill deer with their product or kill animals with their product. And the way you do that is by getting as close as possible. And sometimes you just need to sit in some hang on. And the other times you need to get mobile and be aggressive and make a move. And that's what their product's for. And so I did that several times this year, actually hunted more times out of a saddle this year than I did previous, as far as on a saddle platform, hanging off a tree, doing the full blown run and gun setup, tear down, you know, next spot the next day, set up, tear down. And I did that back and forth. And dude, I'm telling you, it's just a great tool. It's just a great tool. The platform, I messed around with a carbon platform a little bit. And I also messed around with their aluminum platform, the Predator platform. And I will say, I don't know what the popular opinion is as far as the carbon is concerned. I found myself reaching for the aluminum platform more than I did the carbon platform. And so take that how you want to take it. I I really liked the, I felt like there was some more stability in that platform. I know that carbon is supposed to flex and do that kind of thing. Again, I'm not an engineer. All I know is what I felt comfortable in. And I know that the carbon is lightweight. It's very strong and durable. Obviously it has to be, but I just kept reaching for the aluminum. I preferred the aluminum stand. And then that's the one I tricked out. Like I put some stealth tape on around it. I put some hockey tape around it. So it's really quiet. There's no clinking metal, like metal on metal. I got rid of all of that. And then, obviously I have some of the lone, the one sticks that they have, and I don't mind them, right? They work, but I've just, it's one of those things where I'm confident and I've been using the original, not the new Novec sticks, but the original Lone Wolf sticks. I've been using those for so long. I just kept using them. I put that in a bow holder, when I go to and from the tree, and I carry them like I would carry a bow, with the platform, the Predator platform on my pack. And then when I get there, then I go straight up the tree. So that's my saddle setup. The cool thing about the Phantom XL, that's the saddle that I use the most. The cool thing about that I like about Tethered is right now they have a variety of starter kits or different types of kits. They've broken down, like, here are, if you're going to buy a saddle, here are other things we recommend you buy. And it's just basically a one click deal. They've had, you know, guys like myself and, you know, order history lead them, and they've given, you know, they have discounts off all of that stuff too. So, if you're going to order some one of these kits, save some money and then get everything you need. The accessory that I really love the most is the HYS strap. And I think it means hang your shit. The HYS strap that goes around the tree, dude, that's money, especially for the public land guy who is not supposed to screw things into trees. That kit, along with some of their plastic hangers, allows you to be really creative in where and how you hang your gear while saddle hunting. And that allows you to be customizable in your setup. Right? Higher, you like your stuff higher, you like your stuff lower, you know, do you want to have to reach up for your bag or down for your bag, or what are you hanging where? And that's the cool thing about that strap. And then the hangers that go with that strap, it's pretty sweet. So, those are some things from Tethered that I would recommend looking into. And if you're a guy and you're like, I don't know, man, maybe I'm too old for saddle hunting. I'll tell you right now, I'm 44. I have shit knees, and I have a bad back, and I got a bad shoulder, and it's not as bad as you think it is. Actually, it's pretty comfortable if you can get everything, and you'll find your comfort level as you use the product more, whether you want your tether a little lower, a little higher, what angle do you want to sit on the tree? I'm not that guy who's going to sit in a saddle all day long. It won't happen for me, but I love the saddle for surgical strikes, getting in there, getting into a spot. Like public land is a perfect example for that, where you're not going to be leaving your gear in the tree. So there's Tethered. Go check them out. Great company, great people, great people, great neighborhood, great community with those products. Excuse me. The next one we got to talk about is Vortex. Now, you know, When it comes to optics, or it comes to some, I'm just going to go over $100. Like a Tethered is over, a saddle is over $100. You know, most of the stuff at Vortex, yeah, they have some lower price point stuff, but you're going to spend over $100. And in today's world, that's you got to think about that kind of stuff, right? But the thing that I love most of all about Vortex, outside of the people that run the company, is their VIP warranty. And so you know that it's an investment piece. You buy something for $100, you buy something for $1,000, or whatever you're spending at Vortex, you get that lifetime warranty. And I just set my spotting scope. My son dropped my spotting scope off the kitchen table. I believe it was like 3 or 4 weeks before I had to leave for my South Dakota trip. And I bring my spotting scope with me because I want to use a spotting scope. And so I sent it in. They sent it back. And problem solved, product fixed. No stress on my part with my spotting scope. And that right there, when you spend $1,000, you're going to have that product or whatever product it is for the rest of your life because of that VIP warranty. So you're really only going to need one product for the rest of your life, whether that's a $200 product or it's a $3,000 product from Vortex, rifle scope, spotting scope, binoculars. That VIP warranty takes care of you for the rest of your life. And so that's huge, man. That's huge. Like, you're like, imagine never having to buy another pair of binoculars or another spotting scope. And you know, the gun guys out there, like, well, I always need a different scope for my rifles. Yeah, well, get a different scope then. But just know that if that scope ever is damaged, then you can go and get a new one. So that VIP warranty is just, it's ridiculous. Now, some of the products that I used from Vortex, the Diamondback 10x42 binoculars, they are, in my opinion, one of the most well-rounded magnifications. Quality is, I mean, it's standard for Vortex, just a huge, great quality. Crystal clear. I mean, just like any optic, you know, you're going to pay for those low light functions. But the Diamondback, man, like every hunter in North America needs to have a pair of Diamondbacks on their chest when they're going in and out of the timber. Or whether, for me, even mule deer hunting, it's not the biggest magnification that they offer, but I get a good idea of where I need to be, where I need to go, the animals that are there, the terrain, all that stuff. And it's just good glass in a good package, and you got a VIP warranty to back it up. Simple as that. I do have a spotting scope that is pretty badass, and that's the Diamondback 16 48x65. Another great option for, another great option for the guy who's looking to take that next level optic. Because again, spotting scopes are not cheap, dude. They don't just hand them out. It's an investment that's backed by the VIP warranty, blah, blah, blah. Great spotting scope. This next product is something that I was excited about when I got it, because I've never gotten my own scope before. And I tried to go out and shoot, like, practice with my daughter, and I got a 410. I bought them a 410, and I wanted to get out there and practice, and it was difficult for them. So I got a red dot from Vortex, and it is the Crossfire red dot. And I got it on my 410 for turkey hunting, and it's just easier for kids. So what I would say is, if you're trying to introduce your kids into some form of shotgun hunting, or, I mean, I think you can even put these on spotting scope or on crossbows and things like that. But if you're introducing a kid to turkey hunting, or maybe even duck hunting, or something where you need the message to the kid is put the red dot on your target and squeeze the trigger. This Crossfire red dot that I have on my 410 for my daughter really played a huge role in her shooting her turkey this past spring. And I think it's just the ease of the sight, right? And, you know, I could sit here and go into all the, you know, the thousands and thousands of hours that the battery life has, that red dot is, the durability of it, because we drug it through, you know, some bushes and dropped it and all that stuff. And it played out fine. Again, knowing the VIP warranties there is just a huge thing. So those are a couple products, right, that I would recommend. And I'll tell you this, that even though I mentioned that the red dot is for kids, my next purchase is going to be a red dot for my 20 gauge. And I'm going to be using that scope on my 20 gauge that I got an old Mossberg pump action shotgun that I've killed what seems like hundreds of turkeys with throughout the course of my life. I'm going to put a red dot on that and make my life even easier. So, I mean, these guys got it all. VortexOptics.com. They are a standard. They are the pinnacle. They are a cornerstone of the hunting equipment, optics, you know, category of the hunting industry. So make sure you guys go to VortexOptics.com. These guys have apparel. They have sunglasses. They have a badass podcast themselves. These guys are doing it right over there, and that's why I like working with Vortex. So the last product that I want to talk about from Vortex is your basic. It's a basic rangefinder. I absolutely love my rangefinder. I've had zero issues with it, just like I have had zero issues with any of my optics, you know. And if I do have an issue, guess what? VIP warranty. But the Diamondback is a standard, or the Diamondback 200 HD rangefinder is a basic rangefinder, and it does the job. And I love it. And I can, you know, it gets wet, no problem. You know, it works when I need it to work, and that's how I approach my decision-making with all of my hunting products. So shout out to Vortex for making a great products. Okay. Now, I'll say this. The Reveal trail cameras, right? Everybody is now starting to see the benefit of cell cams. Reveal is no different. They're putting on a really quality. And I'll say this. I'm looking at their website right now. Here we are. And I'm looking at one of their newest. We have the Reveal X 3.0 and the Reveal Pro 3.0. And I looked at those and I went, you know what? They got to be cheap. And usually when I say the word cheap, I mean the product is not as quality as other products on the market. And I have been honestly surprised at how well the Reveal trail cameras have functioned. I can't believe that they're selling them for the price that they're selling them, because for $120, you get one cell camera in today's environment. That's pretty damn good. And the Pro 3.0 is $30 more than that, at like $155 or something. And that's another really good trail camera. And I have a handful of the Reveal 2.0s as well. Man, you look at it and you say, hey, it's got to be cheap. It's not going to work. Two things that I really like about the... It's three, really. It's like three things. Number one, you don't need an SD card for the new 3.0 versions. You don't need it. It all gets sent to the hub. If you have really good and you trust your cell service, it gets sent to your phone and it's all saved on your phone. So you don't need SD cards anymore. Benefit number one. Benefit number two, the setup time is, there is no setup time. I mean, you open the box, you put the batteries in, you got to make sure your app is downloaded to your phone, and then you scan a QR code. And I'm talking in a matter of minutes, you have a ready to set up trail camera that can be put out in the field and start doing its job for you. That is the most important thing. When I look at a trail camera, it's one thing. Does it work? Does it take pictures? And so every day, you know, like right now I got my phone vibrating. It is pictures getting sent into me from the field. I'm the kind of guy who I like to put it on the instant setting so I can get trail camera pictures all day long. I want that information right now. But the cool thing about these cameras is they work. That's the third thing. And that's the most important thing, is that they work. I really don't even know what else to say. Like, when you buy a trail camera, what do you want it to do? Number one, take pictures. If it's a cell cam, number two, send them to me, right? Those are the most important things. Like, I'm not the guy looking for the highest quality production value, because I'm not going to be using these in any videos or social media reels or things like that. And quite frankly, the pictures that they send, they have are great. And so it's high quality pictures, very good, I guess, what would you call it? Capture times, right? And they have the cell service is amazing. The program that they use for all that is really simple to use. And so I look at the price and I look at what you're getting for that price. There is no better option than the Reveal 3.0s, whether that's the X or the Pro, or I don't even know how many they have left or if they're even making them anymore, but they have even more affordable. The Reveal X 2.0s are under $100 now. So, I mean, that's a win. That's a win. And it's great, absolutely great product, and I highly recommend it. You match that with a Code Blue Scent rope-a-dope kit, and now you're in business. Now you're doing living that mock scrape life. And the other thing I like about the cell cams, it has helped me get my oldest boy more excited about deer hunting, because he's like, "Dad, what's on the camera?" Or he'll be on my phone and be like, Dad, we got a notification. Come check it out. And so we'll sit there and we'll do we'll go through all the pictures together. Hey, Dad, is that a shooter buck? Or is that a little buck? I'm like, what do you think it is, bud? That's a medium buck. His default answer is medium. I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's a medium buck. Are we going to shoot him or are we going to pass him? And he goes, well, Dad, I think I'll shoot him, but you can pass him. I'm like, there you go, bud. There you go. So that's fun to do with the kids. Again, great product. Go to tacticam.com/cameras and you'll be able to take a look at all these products. And I'm pretty sure that these guys are running discounts now until Christmas time, or some kind of discount code that's floating out there. I personally don't have one, but if you go check out their social media pages, I'm sure they'll have something there. The last main one that I want to talk about is Huntworth. And again, not the most expensive company, but I'll tell you this, they are an elite brand, if you ask me. Very affordable price for their products. You compare their products to some of the elite brands, and I think we all know what we are talking about here, what brands we're talking about here. They perform, as someone who has worn Sitka, Kuyu, First Light, I mean, everything from the top highest end products to the Walmart cotton t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt with Realtree on it, right? I've worn everything. And I am almost positive that the best value for hunting gear and equipment is going to go through Huntworth. I feel like there's so many brands out there that are smaller. They may not have all of the products that you want, but Huntworth, again, affordable too, has variety. So it really allows you to tailor your own layering system. And so here are some of the products that I use this year that I really like. The Bangor base layers are a must, period, done. I'm not going to say they're 100%. Here's how I would compare them. They're not your 100% typical wool, and they're not your, what a real synthetic would feel like. I feel like it's almost a hybrid that they keep you warm and they wick away sweat. And that's what you want a base layer to do, is that insulation factor. And I feel like the insulation factor in these Bangor base layers really hit home this year, because there were some times where I was pretty sweaty and that sweaty feeling didn't last too long. And then there were some times where it wasn't the coldest rut I've ever hunted this year, but there were some very cold mornings, and I felt like my layering system from Huntworth really kept me comfortable. And when you're comfortable, you're out in the field longer. You're not worrying about how cold or hot something is. All you're doing is thinking about hunting, and then you have a better chance, in my opinion, to harvest an animal. So, all right. Too many phone calls today. Bangor base layers are a must. The next would be my next favorite product that they had this year was a pair of pants. It was the Saskatoon heavyweight pants with the heat boost technology. The cool thing about this is they have some zippers on the bottom of the feet that act not only as a ventilation system for walking in and out of the stand so you don't get too hot. It also allows you to put on a thicker pair of boots, zip down, and then make it tight. And the cool thing that I felt like this, especially the stuff with the heat boost technology in it, I mentioned this on another podcast. Heat boost technology is like almost like an advertising word. What it is it's just whatever, I don't want to say gimmick, whatever they are calling their technology that they use for you to stay warm. And I will say this, I felt like this year I had to wear less layers of clothing to stay warm and comfortable in the stand. And not necessarily warm, just regulated, because there were some times where I knew that I needed to put my outer layer on now and become a little more warm, because I didn't want to have to put another layer on during prime time and I didn't want to spook any deer. So I felt like the heat boost technology not only helps keep you warm, but helps keep you regulated. And I think that's very important. And so the heat boost technology is basically this lining inside of some of their products. They have it in another vest that I'm going to talk about here pretty soon. But I wore those pants when it was in almost every morning. And then in the evening, in my afternoon hunts where it was a little warmer, I matched that base layer, like I said, with a pair of solid brown, I believe the color is ash brown, Durham pants, solid colored brown. And those are lightweight, they're comfortable, they're durable. They actually saved me in a tree stand falling accident that I had this year where it was wet and I slipped off an angled part of my climbing stick and the pants got caught on another climbing stick. And it prevented me from slipping down further. So the pants did eventually rip, but they didn't rip all the way through. And so it was holding me there, which was, I don't know, take that for how you want to take it. That's some durability right there, right? And so I really like those Durham pants. Those Durham pants are a go out to dinner with your wife pant. If they're clean enough and they don't have deer blood on them, you could go to church in them, or you can just wear them doing chores around the house or around the farm. So highly recommend, absolutely love the Durham pants. The next product that I wore probably the most was the solid color Graylin hoodie. They have a 3/4 zip that I wore all the time. I mean, it was the base layer, it was the hoodie, and then it was also the Saskatoon vest with the heat boost technology in there as well. And that was my afternoon, right? I was wearing all solids for the afternoon, the Durham pants, the Graylin hoodies, the Bangor base layer top and bottoms, and then the Saskatoon vest, paired with a pair of gloves and a stocking cap. And that was my afternoon hunt. My morning hunt, I would trade out the Durham pants for the Saskatoon heavyweight pants. And then I would add the Saskatoon jacket to that as well. And so the quality of Huntworth is there. Are, I would say 90% of the quality compared to the elite brands, but you're sitting at, somewhere 60 to 50% of the price. And so you're getting way more value when you, and way more products and layering, and you're able to customize it like nobody's business. So go to huntworthgear.com. I know these guys run a ton of specials as well. So go to their social media pages and let them, and take a look at all of the discounts that they're probably running between now and Christmas time. And so really those are some of the products that I use throughout the year. Most of those are partners with me. Absolutely love the people that I work with. You know, I've run into some other good products like some of the other products that I use every year are the Day 6 Arrows, my Crispy Boots, the obviously Tethered has, you know, the great saddle, the saddle hunting gear. I'm still using my old Lone Wolf. You might be able to go to Facebook Marketplace and find some of them, but I'm still using my Lone Wolf assaults. As far as my tree stand is concerned, I was able to sit in a big game ladder stand, which was very comfortable, going from a saddle to a big ladder stand. That was really comfortable. Completely forgot about these. So I use a sock from a company called Altera. And they just came out with some brand new lightweight socks. They have been known in the past for their thicker, heavier weight sock, the Prevail. It is made from alpaca fur, and that has the same capability, wicking and warmth capabilities of wool, if not better. And they came out with some new lightweight socks. They sent me a couple pairs. Badass, dude. They are badass socks, durable. I've had them for years now, and they do their job. Because once your feet are gone, then I'm gone. I'm going back to the truck. And so that's another product that I use this year that I would really recommend people, diving into. Outside of that, I'm going to plug my own company here, Full Sneak Gear. Go to fullsneakgear.com. I have two shirts, a couple things that I'm going to recommend you guys get. The Full Sneak Fight Club shirt. I have plenty of those. And then the Full Sneak Crew Neck sweatshirt. That's a badass looking sweatshirt. Kind of reminds me of a college vibe type sweatshirt. I have another shirt that I'm pretty proud of. It is the Full Sneak Slayer shirt. And it's actually...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
It's based off of a death metal album cover from like Norway or Switzerland. And so a company that makes album covers for death metal bands made this logo for me. I put it on a t-shirt, and it's called the Full Sneak Slayer t-shirt. So between the Full Sneak Slayer t-shirt, the Full Sneak Fight Club t-shirt, the Full Sneak crew neck sweatshirt, and then you need the Full Sneak stocking cap, either green or blaze orange, and then you're set for a while. On top of that, we have a couple other t-shirts that are currently for sale. We got the Nine Finger Chronicles hat that's for sale. The most popular one, and we're running out, is the Licking Branch tee. And then I got two more t-shirts to come, hopefully before Christmas, that I can start selling and shipping. So fullsneakgear.com, go buy something there. That would help me out. Outside of that, that's today's episode. Huge shout out to each and every one of you for sticking through this long. Tell your friends about the podcast. Go to iTunes or wherever you download this podcast. Give me a 5-star review. I would really appreciate that. And that helps boost my analytics and gets my podcast in front of more people. Good vibes, everybody. Have a happy holiday. Good luck spending all your money shopping for Christmas. And we will talk to you next time.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365 Copilot.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.